person. Afghanistan is a multi-ethnic country. This form on minority issues comes at a critical time when numerically smaller communities across Afghanistan are under constant threat, denied their basic rights on the basis of ethnic and religious identity. First, we extend our sympathies to the families of the victims who were students in a bombing this Wednesday of a religious school in Samangan province, a majority ethnic Uzbek populated region. In September, a similar blast on an education center in Kabul resulted in the deaths of over 45 young Hazara girl students. Attacks on ethnic and religious minorities, their place of residence, worship, and education reflects crimes against humanity. Millions are at risk of genocide. Cultural heritage is being destroyed and language erased. Afghanistan is also culturally diverse. Besides Sunni Muslims, home to Shias, Hindus, Sikhs, Jews, Christians, among others who have long been the target of the Taliban and other terrorist groups. Since the illegal takeover of the country, systematic attacks motivated by intolerance, hatred, extremist ideology, along with mass forced displacements have reached unprecedented levels. Members of the Sikh, Hindu, and Jewish communities have fled the country in fear for their lives. Further, the Taliban has banished the participation of women in public life and banned girls from receiving education. We echo the remarks of Secretary General at high-level meeting on the 30th anniversary of the adoption of the UN Declaration on Minority Rights. We are not dealing with gaps. We are dealing with outright inaction and negligence in the protection of minority rights. The devastating situation for minority communities in Afghanistan is a direct result of this inaction and negligence. From implementing the declaration, the Taliban has not only failed to protect them, but also an active participant in their institutionalized discrimination, suppression, and exclusion. We cannot achieve